Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
To the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds of white.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about halfway through the show. Talk about, you know, a number of different things already. But we were talking in the previous segment really about getting, you know, planning for the garden for next year. Maybe doing some lawn renovations this year. And I know I'm going to be doing it. So, something I can talk about a little bit easier, right? I would say it's easy. Yeah, there's nothing easy about renovating a lawn. But there are some things you can do to make it easier for you. And that's planning. That's remembering what we did this previous season. Now, we talk about, and I've talked about a number of times, what's called IPM. Integrated pest management. And it's really the idea of, like, you know, different pests, different diseases, and how you can, you know, manage them ahead of time. And it's about planning. But when I think of IPM, it's not just for pests. It's for everything else that goes on out there. And that's the weather, that, you know, our failures are, our successes. And remember when things happened here and there. Because if we know that certain things happen each year, or they happened around this time the previous year, we can plan for it, knowing that if it does happen, we're ready for it. But if it doesn't happen, we're still benefiting from it because we're doing something that's only going to help our garden. Now, like I said, knowing that, you know, it rained a lot last year, I know where the certain areas where it just puddled up. No matter what I did, adding new soil, cleaning up some different things, it puddled up. Which meant the grass that I wanted to grow there did not grow there. There was so much rain that anybody who had grass already growing stayed and it was green and it was successful. But the areas that you were trying to get taken care of, like I was, weren't doing the best that they could. So I know those areas, and I know those are the areas I'm going to make sure that I need to take care of early. And I talked about it last segment about, you know, using some sulfur or some gypsum to break down some of that compact soil. so that the roots can get in there, so the water can get in there, the fertilizer can get in there, and the water doesn't just sit there. It also shows I need to level out a few areas because it's pushed down, and that's where the puddles are. But these are things that I've learned where it was, I would say, a failure. And gardening's mostly failures to get to that success. And so it brings me into that IPM, so the integrated pest management. Because one of the main things from IPM is knowing what happened previous and plan to fix it or not have it. You hear me a lot talk about like different funguses on the lawn, like the red thread that you might have. And we talk about the product Infuse, right? We talk about it a lot because Infuse is a great fungicide for the lawn. It's a liquid form, can be used in the garden, can be used on shrubs, etc. But I've read the package to you multiple times where it states if you have the disease, you're using double the rate of the product. Whereas if you're using it as a preventative, you're using it at the regular rate. You're not using it as often, but you're using it to prevent. So you're using less product. So in that same time frame, you're preventing using Infuse. You're going to need to do it every 14 days, sometimes for a couple months. And say it's 1,000 square feet, just because it's easier for this segment. You do 1,000 square feet, you need 3 pounds per 1,000 square feet of this Infuse product. And you need to do it every 14 days. So say you do it for the 2 months, you know, that 6 to 8 weeks, you're using a total of 12 pounds. But if you're using it as a preventative, before anything hits, you're doing it once every 3 weeks, and you're only using a pound and a half. So in that time frame, you're using about a quarter of the amount. Now, you only get to that point if you remember what happened the previous year and you're trying to prevent. And that's where it pulls into the integrated pest management or the IPM. I think it's one of the most important things in gardening is knowing what has happened previously so you can learn from it and succeed. It's definitely something that I use and I want you to use. Now, do you have to remember everything? Not necessarily. Now, there's tons of different journals out there, or, you know, the computer. Your phone has notes apps, right? You can leave a note for yourself for next year. The key is remembering that you put it there. But there's different things for you to do to remember this. A lot of people will use journals to write the successes and failures of the garden. I recommend that big time. So you can know exactly when it really hit. Because a lot of times, it repeats itself year after year. It's not just one season. And when it comes to something like red thread that we were talking about, if you worked on, you know, preventing it, or you worked on, and not preventing it, if you worked on trying to take care of it, it's most likely some of it might be there a little bit. So you're going to try to prevent it and not have to put as much down. So these are things that we think about now so we can be ready as soon as the season hits and then we're good to go. So that's something I want you to really think about this year. Something to know I'm going to do to be successful so that my yard looks great. It's the envy of the neighbors. So, integrated pest management, think about it. Think about grabbing a journal for this year if you don't remember what happened from last year. So then the year following, so next year, you can learn from those mistakes and be more successful instead of saying, oh, what happened? What do I do here? You remember it and it's easy. So, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got plenty of time if you have some questions for us. You know, we're thinking ahead. We're thinking about that next season. What do we do? What can we do to be successful going forward? So keep it in mind as you get ready for that next season. We're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And the sun's out there. It's, you know, I check the weather a lot, but so it says it's still 13 degrees out there. It's warmed up since this morning, but I started laughing as I was coming on because the real feel's 14. It's warmer. It's usually the opposite, but whew, 14 degrees. Great. Like I said, good day to stay inside. It's just cold out there. Anyways, we've been talking about thinking of spring and things we can be doing. We talked a lot about the lawn, you know, of what we can do and getting ready. You know, one thing I want you to do as well, if you're looking to plant anything in the area, is say, how's the soil? At the end of the day, I think adding any sort of compost or organic material is only going to benefit you. So there's no question that's asked on that about adding it. Always add it. I don't think I have read a soil sample that said that the organic matter was too high, unless it was already like a compost itself, right? Again, adding organic matter or organic material to the soil in your lawn or garden or anything, long-term benefits outweigh anything because they are it's so good to help the soil. That organic material that's there will help the microbes move around, will help any fertilizer that you use during the season get to where it needs to go. If it's a hard, compact soil, it's just going to sit. So it leads me into thinking about doing a soil test first thing this spring, or when the ground thaws, to know what you can do and how much you can add. talk about soil tests a lot because they are very important to know what's going on with your plants, with your gardens. I mean, we go to the doctors, you know, some of us once a year, some of us once every 3-5 years. Or some of us go more often and we find out what's going on. And that's what a soil test does. It tells you what's going on with the soil, etc. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get to that. So, Nathan, who's up first today?
Roger's in Salem.
Roger, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, thank you. I had a problem with my tomatoes. About the end of August, the bottom leaves on the plant started to turn black, and it kind of quickly made its way up the whole plant and basically killed the plant. It didn't affect the harvest too much because most of the tomatoes were formed. But I cleaned out the garden good. I'm wondering, is it likely to come back next season?
So it started right at the bottom and just turned black, right? It's most likely a blight that's causing it. There was nothing on the fruit?
No.
Okay. So there's a couple things we can...
The fruit was fine, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And nothing, like, wilted. It just kind of turned black and then just kind of died. It wasn't like a... It didn't look like it was dehydrated or anything, right? Because there's some different diseases that have different looks to it, so that's what I'm trying to break down here.
Yeah. It was mostly black. I think some of the leaves turned, a little bit yellowish before that happened.
Gotcha. All right. So sometimes it could be, a leaf spot, but I don't think that's the case in this one because it turned everything black. There's a few things that we can talk about. It could be a blight. It could be a number of things. But I want to discuss it on the other side of the break because there's some things we can do to help prevent it, and then there's some things we can help to cure it. So hang tight with me, Roger. On the other side, we'll get more information for you. For everybody else, phone number is 855-660-4261.
Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President and 2024 GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump held a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire Saturday night ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. Joining the former president at the rally is South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster, who announces his endorsement of Trump.
New Hampshire is for Trump. South Carolina is too. We'll see you at the finish line.
Governor McMaster succeeded former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley in South Carolina's governor's mansion. In response to his endorsement, Haley responded by saying, "I'm sorry, is that the person I ran against for governor and beat?" President Biden has nothing on his public schedule Sunday. The president spending time at his Rehoboth Beach House in Delaware after passing a spending bill that avoids a partial government shutdown. The House and Senate are back in session Monday. This is USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Roger. He was discussing his tomatoes. End of the year happened, and you know, August, all of a sudden everything went from the leaves started at the bottom, worked their way up, yellow to black, and just basically killed all the leaves, right? Most likely you had a late blight that causes, little lesions in there to then turn yellow, right? Build its way to from the bottom up. There's a few things I want you to do going forward. What I have done in the past when it comes to the tomatoes is early on in the season is basically what we call lollipop a tomato plant, where the bottom, we remove a lot of the leaves, so it almost looks like a stem, like a stick, and then the top is kind of rounded where the leaves are, where all of the fruit is. So that, when it comes time to, when the rain and the water is hitting, it's not bouncing back up and hitting the leaves. Now, we had a lot of rain, right? We had a ton of rain this year. And that could be part of the reason why the leaves were doing this. I don't think, personally, you're going to have to worry about it for this next season. What I might worry about is, you know, maybe that is a very compact soil now, based on a lot of the rain that was had. And I think that we need to help break down that soil by adding organic material, right? So add some compost early this season, you know, before you even are really getting out there. Right, so add it to the soil, and because of the fact that it didn't affect the fruit on it, you know, I'm not worried as much for the future plants that you have. I think it's just some things that we can do to prevent it. One thing that some people would do in this case might be crop rotation, move them into a different spot, so that it's just a different year, different spot, that just in case any of that disease is there, it's done. You know, it doesn't move with it. But I think that there's some products that we can use as a preventative, knowing that if we have a rainy summer, that we could spray it with. There's a product out there from Bonite called Revitalize. It's organic, and it can be used as a preventative for diseases like this and help prevent it. And it doesn't have any residual on it. It doesn't have any like weird taste when you eat the fruit. It's all beneficial products for the plant. It's going to help make it stronger, too, to prevent this injury, this disease, long term. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to start off early in the season by removing all the leaves on the bottom. But I'd say next year, looking at the season, seeing how if we have, you know, a lot of rain and we have humidity again in between, because that's kind of what this summer was. It was like if it wasn't warm or very hot, it was raining. And so look at that time frame, and maybe it's, you know, end of June, maybe it's July when we're removing some of those lower leaves. We're looking for air to be able to flow through there and not get stuck. And that's what happens to some of these leaves. That's the main cause of it, right? It's not the only cause of it. There could be spores in the air from around the area, but most likely it has to do with the rain, the humidity, and then just the general grossness of that rainy season that we had.
Yes.
Okay, so just thinning it out, cleaning it up early, and then, again, that product is called Revitalize. It's basically a better version of copper fungicide. Okay, so copper fungicide has a copper base into it. And when you use it on fruit, sometimes it has a little coppery taste to it, right? So the Revitalize doesn't give you that coppery taste. It's a better option for you, especially when something that's edible. You know, copper fungicide is a great organic fungicide. But I don't tend to use it on anything that you're eating. It leaves a little bit of a coppery taste. Okay?
Okay. Can I ask you about Amandavilla, too?
Of course.
Yeah, we had Amandavilla out in the warm weather. And noticed that it had quite a few aphids on it.
Okay.
Especially, you know, near the top of the plant. Before we brought it in, we squirted it with a high-pressure hose, and it seemed to get rid of most of them, and then we sprayed it with all-season oil. But once it was in the house, it got pretty well infested again. Is there any other thing we can do, I mean, to help with that?
Okay, so it started showing more aphids, and it's in the same areas, et cetera?
Yes, basically, you know, the upper third of the plant.
Okay. Now, you could still use the all seasons oil. Do you have neem oil at all?
No.
So neem oil would be a one that you could use that would take care of aphids. You're going to need to do it a few times, but it's organic, so it's something you could do in the house and not worry. Okay, so this would be something that I would want to spray the whole plant down. You're probably going to need to do it a couple times during the next month, because it's going to kill what's there, but it's not going to kill the eggs. It's not going to suffocate all the eggs behind it. It will kill some of them, but not all of them, right? So some of them are going to be in that stage where they're the in-between, where the spray doesn't affect them. So that's why you need to do it a few times. It's not just a one-and-done type thing. Some will use it on a 7-day schedule just to get rid of it. Some will use it on a 14-day, depending upon how bad it is. But if it is, you know, something that has a pretty big infestation, probably 7 days per, 7 day schedule. So every 7 days, probably 3 to 4 applications.
Yeah, it's better than the all season oil.
To be honest, it's six of this, half a dozen of another. It's kind of the same in essence, except the neem will take care of, a few other things with it. Any of the diseases or mildews. I just find it's more, neem oil is more of an all-purpose than an all-season, where you get more bang for your buck long-term. Whereas if something pops up, you can use it. Again, all seasons, there's nothing wrong with it. It is the suffocant for, the insects. I personally, I'm more of a neem oil. I think it works better than the all seasons. Again, it will take care of aphids. The all season. So if you already have it and you have it in the trigger spray, spray it and you're going to be okay. But I just like to use a product like a neem that's going to do multiple things just in case there's any other insect issues or whatnot. Either one. Again, it's like six of this, half a dozen of another. It's the same type thing. I like neem myself.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Roger. You have a great rest of your day.
You will.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Emily's in Chilmark.
Emily, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a wisteria plant that's very overgrown on our trellis, and I'd like to cut it back, but I'm not quite sure when, how much to cut back, and should I fertilize it?
Okay. And so about how big is that wisteria at this point?
Big. From the center, I'm not sure, 8 feet at least.
Okay.
The branches, I'm not a good judge of that.
That's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah.
On wisteria,
mm-hmm.
You can actually prune it twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you can do it in the late winter and then once in the summer.
Okay.
Okay. So in the winter, this is a time where you could actually prune off about half of last year's growth.
Okay.
So that's the growth on there that you see that's not going to be as woody.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more like a green texture to the stem.
When you say late winter, like, what do you mean? Like
end of March.
Oh, end of March. Okay.
Yeah. Before the plant really starts waking up.
Right.
It's in its dormant stage is when you're going to want to do it.
Okay. And okay. Just cut back the last year's growth.
We're just looking at last year's growth at that
mm-hmm.
point.
Right.
Okay, so we don't want to cut any of the woody structure. We want to look at the new growth from this previous year.
Okay.
And you're going to cut back to make sure, you want to make sure that they have at least 2 to 3 buds left on those branches.
Right.
Right. You want to make sure it's going to have enough to survive. Because if you cut lower than that, it's not a great chance for them to do everything that you want them to for that year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So take a look at doing that. If it's something that you really need to cut back, you can cut back to some of the old wood, but it's not always recommended because you're not going to get all the great things that the wisteria will do for you if you
mm-hmm.
cut back too much.
All right.
Okay. Then from there, take a look at some of the different shoots. And see, are there thin ones? Are there ones that are a little bit stronger? Which ones make more sense to keep versus which ones make more sense to get rid of?
Okay.
So sometimes cutting those thinner shoots will help encourage the bigger blooms the next year, right?
I get it.
And then, you know, later on in the summer, and it's late summer, right? We're not talking the beginning, you know, July. We're talking maybe end of August, beginning of September. Mm-hmm. Once it's done flowering, that's when you're going to want to prune again. That's when you can do a really hard prune to cut it back, you know, tremendous, right?
Okay.
Sometimes those shoots you can cut down to about 6 inches. It kind of, you know, will help get the vine under control. I'm not talking the main trunk. I'm talking the vines themselves. You can really cut them back.
All right.
And then, go ahead.
Fertilizer? Should I fertilize it?
You will want to do that in the spring. There's a little bit more to it. I'm hitting the break. I can't say it quick enough. So hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, I'll give you that information.
We'll be
back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Emily in regards to wisteria. We talked about pruning and how to do it a couple times during the season. And now the question of fertilizing. Now, I have a couple questions when it comes to the fertilizing for you. Now, is it... did it have issues last year where it just didn't bloom enough, or was it... You know, or is it just overgrown and you're just looking to cut it back?
Yes, overgrown and cutting it back.
It had a good amount of
yes.
Blossoms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, a couple things on the wisteria. So, with wisteria, they need a low in nitrogen, high in phosphorus fertilizer. Wisteria actually absorbs nitrogen from the air.
Mm-hmm.
And so it pulls it in. It doesn't need a very high level of nitrogen to feed it. It only needs feeding if we're looking to, if it hasn't been blooming or it isn't thriving and you found an issue there. All that being said, if you do a major prune, which it sounds like you want to do in the spring,
right.
A fertilizer like a 5-10-5 might actually be beneficial just to make sure it gets the nutrients back to it.
Okay.
Right? So that way it has a low nitrogen, but a decent amount of phosphorus. It's double the amount of nitrogen, and it's going to help get it ready for the season. If it wasn't blooming, I'd want you to go with like a higher phosphorus level. So that's what I would be looking at. But for you, at this case, we're only looking at maybe just like a 5-10-5, and I think you're going to be okay.
Who makes 5-10-5?
So you can get it from Espoma.
Okay.
Okay. So Espoma has it. They have a 5-10-5. They have a 10-10-10. They have all the other ones as well. But you definitely use it in the spring as soon as the ground starts to thaw and get
okay.
ready.
All right.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, Emily, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. for the information.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Debbie's in Lakeville.
Debbie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Long-time listener for your dad when he began.
Awesome.
I listen every week.
Well, thank you.
And I had a question. We have a new home. It's on the water on a pond. And the yard has been neglected forever. And we've had a couple trees taken down. So what we have is hard, very hard ground with moss and grass mixed together.
Okay.
And I'd like to try to get something a little better growing. Actually, it did start to grow up last year a little better, you know, during the fall.
Yeah.
Because the trees are gone, but that's the condition of the soil is kind of my concern. And also, we're next to the pond, so they're very fussy about fertilizers.
Yes, understandably so. So there are some things we can do to help with the soil, right? One of the biggest things that we can help with the soil is using a product like a gypsum, a fast-acting gypsum. You could use the sulfur from Natural Alternative, all right? And it's a natural ingredient, so it's not like it's we're adding chemicals to it. Or you could use Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green, okay? Mm-hmm. Both of these products have some sulfur base in it, and what it does is it helps break down the soil and it helps condition it. It's going to break up some of that, you know, compact areas. You said you had moss. Well, moss sometimes will grow in a compact area or where it's very acidic, right?
Right.
And so we need to look at using a lime to boost that. One thing I'd really recommend you doing this spring is getting a soil sample done, so that you can see what else is going on underneath there. Because if we can get the pH level, we can know where it's at and know what we need to do to get there. We could add the right amount and it be non-harmful to anything around it. A lot of the products from Natural Alternative are, you know, close to 100% organic. So these are things that could be used by the lake. Now, I have to hit a break. When we come back, I want to go over this more because there's so much we could discuss on it to make you successful in the coming year. So hang tight. We'll be back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.